Well, as they have all season, Baylor stands atop the women's college basketball world. Last night, the 40-0 Lady Bears finished their perfect season with a thorough 80-61 win over Notre Dame to wrap up their second NCAA title in 7 seasons. The Lady Bears' 6'8 dunking center Brittany Griner, who scored a game-high 26 points, was a slam dunk for most outstanding player. To the NHL last night in Philadelphia.
With one of the best records in the league when scoring first, 34-5-3. McDonough can't save. Rebound, score! Brian Boyle!
That Brian Boyle goal helped the Rangers clinch the top seed in the Eastern Conference for the first time since 1994, knocking off the Flyers last night 5-3. Sound courtesy of MSG. In Buffalo, the Sabres moved into an 8th-place tie with Washington, rallying from a 3-goal deficit to beat Toronto 6-5 in OT. Derek Roy netted the game winner. The Capitals hold the tiebreaker over the Sabres. Each has 2 games left. In New Jersey, Travis Zajac's goal broke a 2nd-period tie, as the Devils inch closer to nailing down at least the 6th seed in the East with a 3-1 win over the Islanders. In Boston, Sidney Crosby tallied twice and added an assist as the Penguins bounced the Bruins 5-3. Elsewhere, Nashville skated past Minnesota 2-1 in a shootout. Phoenix blanked Columbus 2-0. Vancouver outlasted Anaheim 5-4 in a shootout. San Jose dumped Dallas 5-2. Carolina got by Ottawa 2-1. And Winnipeg downed Florida 5-4 in overtime. To the NBA last night in Indiana. Danny Granger scored 14 of his 27 points in the 4th quarter as the Pacers pasted the Knicks 112-104. In Los Angeles, Kobe Bryant scored 24 points and rattled home a 3-pointer with 6.8 seconds left as the Lakers blew every bit of a 17-point lead before holding on for a 91-87 win over New Jersey. Elsewhere, LeBron James' 41 points helped Miami clinch a playoff spot with a 99-93 win over Philadelphia. San Antonio coasted past Cleveland 125-90, Toronto topped Charlotte 92-87, Detroit dropped Orlando 102-95, Memphis rallied to beat Golden State 98-94, and Phoenix held off Sacramento 109-100. To baseball, and while Seattle and Oakland did play 2 regular season games last week in Japan, the stateside opening night is tonight. The new-look Marlins host defending World Series champion Cardinals in Miami, Josh Johnson against Kyle Loesch. The Mets and Red Sox kick off their 2012 campaigns tomorrow. The Yankees will open their season on Friday. And in golf, Tiger Woods got a featured tee time for his first round of the Masters tomorrow, teeing off just ahead of number 1 ranked Luke Donald. The tournament tees off tomorrow morning at 7:40. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.